smart construction is not that we're just using technologies and implementing those smart technologies in construction projects, but actually it's more than that. It's more about how we adopt the Industry 4.0 principles and approaches throughout the whole life cycle of construction value chain.
Kia ora, I'm Troy, here as Chief Executive, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. Thanks for connecting. If you're new, here's what you can expect. We're going to be talking the tough stuff, the things that keep us metal minds up at night. There are many challenges facing our industry, and equally many opinions on how we should tackle them. Stirring the Pot provides a facilitated forum to discuss and challenge these viewpoints.
So let's get to the nuts and bolts of it. Today we're having a kōrero with Dr. Alice Ching Richards, Dr. Yuqian Liu, and Dr. Yang Zhou. Together they make up the research team focused on smart construction in the HERA-led and Endeavour-funded Construction 4.0 research via MBE.
Well, kia ora everybody. Welcome to Stirring the Pot. I thought a really great way to start off the podcast would be perhaps if we could ask you all to introduce yourselves and explain a little bit about your roles within our Construction 4.0 research project, in particular the smart construction theme. Just give us a bit of understanding about who you are and why you're involved. Maybe if we could start with you, Alice.
Sure, kia ora. Cool. Alice Ching Richards, Takuina. So, my name is Alice Ching Richards. I'm currently Associate Professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Auckland. So my role in the Construction 4.0 research program is that I'm the sub-theme leader for the construction, smart construction theme.
Yeah, hey there. I'm Yuqian Liu, a senior lecturer in manufacturing automation from University of Auckland. You can call me Yuqian. It's great to see everyone here. For the past decade, I've been quite interested in developing Industry 4 technologies. It's been a quite journey there. I'm happy to see that we actually have some really interesting commercial successes in both the manufacturing and construction sectors. So I'm really proud to be part of this Construction 4, in particular, smart construction project theme. It's really exciting stuff to me, actually. We're looking at ways to analyze and automate construction processes using digital and machine learning technologies. So that's really great to see that. I guess to me, what I bring to the table is all the smart technologies that have been making waves in manufacturing world. We're talking about IoT, machine learning, advanced automation, all these things. So really great to see how things goes with this, and I'm confident that we will pull this off.
Kia ora everyone. Madam C. Yang, so I'm a senior lecturer in construction engineering and management in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, University of Auckland. So my research area is more in the application of digital technologies in construction lifecycle. These technologies including 3D building information modeling, artificial intelligence, robotics, automation. So my role in this project is more contributing to developing the end-to-end computational framework for automating the design and manufacturing and building construction processes in New Zealand. Again, I'm also super proud to be part of the team.
Yes, well, actually, probably it's a really great place for us to start. I mean, smart construction is quite a multifaceted kind of beast when you think about it, and just hearing all of the things that you've been speaking about, I wondered if probably a really great place to start might be if I could ask you, Alice, to sort of give an understanding of exactly what smart construction is and what that might actually look like in a real-world scenario.
It hasn't really widely adopted or been explored in the construction sector. So therefore, in a nutshell, smart construction is not what people consider that we're just using technologies and implementing those smart technologies in construction projects. But actually, it's more than that. It's more about how we adopt the Industry 4.0 principles and approaches throughout the whole life cycle of construction value chain. So therefore, it just requires a lot of new thinking and also the new business model, a different approach, and also different process, and utilizing different construction methodologies and technologies. So that the goal is actually we try to transform our sector to really deliver step change in technology adoption, decision-making support, and also the use of data.
Well, that's going to be a really amazing, I think, game changer for the industry if we're able to, you know, create a space where people can adopt these technologies in a smart way and in a way that's going to work well within their business models. So do you think, Yuqian, maybe you could explain a little bit about, you know, the importance of smart construction, maybe why you were inspired to sort of get into this field, because it's quite a new technology as such and not many people will really understand it. And I guess, you know, understanding what smart construction is, what you hope to achieve with this project and this research.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I think game changing is a keyword here, as Alice mentioned. You know, really, we're hoping to see the game change in the construction sector in New Zealand. Perhaps I could maybe share a little bit around my personal journey here, because Alice touched upon manufacturing and construction. It's quite interesting that I actually have my feet in both worlds. So I had a quite interesting career journey that led me to this exciting project. I'm sure that from Alice and Yang, our whole team is really seeing the excitement there. So I actually started out as a manufacturing engineer, okay? But I've always been fascinated by like smart technologies like IoT and artificial intelligence. So before I made switch to academia, I actually spent about 4.5 years at a company called Framecare in New Zealand. So at that time, we were developing automation solutions for co-form steel construction. So that was really an eye-opening experience for me. So got to see all the firsthand how intelligent automation can make a huge impact in the construction world. Basically, you're talking about making houses or even components very fast with a hybrid kind of process. Something happening in a factory, something happening really in a parallel on site, you know. So that's really fascinating and see those developed markets like the States, Australia, Europe, and how they're actually adopting all these technologies. So that experience got like me and all of us actually saying, why not adopt these technologies, approaches to make construction more reliable, efficient, and eco-friendly, you know, even in New Zealand. So it seems like a great opportunity to really to act there in terms of adapting the principles, methodologies, and even creating new, totally new technologies to the construction sector in New Zealand. So in this project, we've got all the experts from civil engineering, digital technologies, automation, vision Motoranga, you name it, you know. So our goal is to really, really develop some key technologies out there and processes and data structures to really automate the entire construction process life cycle. So really hope to see that we shake things up in New Zealand's construction sector with these modern technologies and tools that we're going to develop together.
You know, why is it, do you think that people at the moment or companies and businesses aren't sort of delving more into this space? So what's holding them back at the moment? What are those barriers that we're kind of needing to overcome to sort of get more wider uptake of things like this?
So I think from our previous research and also talking to industry people, not just large engineering construction companies, but also SMEs, and we have kind of like came to a conclusion that at this stage, there are mainly three barriers to people's thinking in terms of innovation and also thinking about how they can transform themselves digitally into construction 4.0. Of course, the top one is about the cost. So they always think they have to really invest a lot upfront, and for the small to medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, I think they're not able to afford it. So that's why one of our goal within this construction, smart construction research program is try to using some case studies to demonstrate applying industry 4.0 principles and technologies in construction, you actually can achieve more cost-effective solutions. And also on top of that, we can also, the bonus outcomes can be, is more, sustainability friendly, and like by measuring the carbon emissions. Also, of course, I think it's from the time perspective, it will also reduce the time for running a project, and also will reduce design errors and increase the coordination between different stakeholders. I'll touch on back to what Yuqian just mentioned. It's not just creating a computational data platform for where people can all work together, but it's actually to streamline the data flows and also make the efficiency of the workflows, not just at the manufacturing stage, but also when it comes to the entire construction process, we can also increase efficiency. So I think that is one of the goals. I think through this smart construction research sub-program, we want to demonstrate actually its cost saving is actually not cost increase. You might actually have to invest at upfront a little bit more, but actually the end result is the return to your investment is far better, is more beneficial economically. The second barrier is actually is more about regulatory environment in New Zealand, is more to do with the data. So it's kind of like in New Zealand, we now are lacking a like enabling environment. I would say we need a data enabling environment that makes sure we have data standardization and also data security and also protecting the data privacy. Plus, we need really looking at the procurement consenting process in New Zealand. So to make sure the data sharing across different stakeholders within projects, not just within the project, but also beyond, like sharing the data with research organizations like us, is possible to enable us to do research. But I think that part, because this lack of that enabling environment, we see less people willing to share that data, and also less interest in this space. The third one I would say is more to do with the human factor, is might be to do with human nature, that we are reluctant to change. So how we can actually make sure we introduce this smart construction industry 4.0, all these principles in a less intrusive ways, but encourage the behavioral change of the businesses and the employees. And I think it needs a little bit of time, but that's also one of the main purposes of our research program. I think it's really doing a lot of industry engagement and outreach with the communities, and so that I think gradually people will change their behaviors and attitudes towards research and innovation. Yeah,
completely agree. I think one thing to add, Kim, is that I think in the one of the interesting thing in construction industry globally is that we have so many like small and medium enterprises, and they because of the nature of construction, so they invest much less than large firms on technological innovation and also construction 4.0 technologies. So I think one of the other purpose for our smart construction research program is to showcase or demonstrate, apart from those mainstream technologies such as 3D parametric design, So there are other technologies such as AI, they have quite good maturity level and then can be applied into the construction processes in New Zealand. So we hope that our research program can also help the whole construction sector in New Zealand to get a better understanding on construction 4.0 technologies and also improve the human implementation skills in such a space.
Yes, I mean, I completely agree with you. It is a really big sort of space that we're all looking at when we talk about construction 4.0. There's a lot to it, and I can well imagine that for many people it's quite overwhelming and hard to grasp, and as you said, Alice, difficult when it's asking for a lot of change in the way that we currently do work and how we currently deliver our projects. So it is kind of requiring this massive mindset shift, I think, for the industry. And I can see that part of the work that you're trying to do is to bring people on that journey. We might not be able to do everything right, but we can sort of create a space where people can start thinking and seeing what the potential is and how they might dip their toes into the water a little bit. I wondered if perhaps you could share some of the key innovations or technologies that you are currently exploring within the project, perhaps, Yang, just to help people understand where we're at and what the potential first steps could be if they were looking into this space.
So actually, I think after 2000, in the last two decades, so globally, the construction sector is experiencing a large transition because of the digital technologies. Many about the so-called build information modeling. So for example, in the past, we still use the sketch pads and to do the hand drawings to describe or to complete the design or to describe a building solution. But now more and more designers, architects, engineers, they start to use the 3D design tools such as Autodesk Revit to describe their solutions. But beyond that, we also realized that technology is not cannot purely support such transition. We also need people to understand the technology, understand the process. And almost after 2015, so globally, there have been a recognized understanding that building information modeling, BIM, is not enough. We also need other construction 4.0 technologies, for example, virtual reality, AI, robotics, because those technologies can be integrated for use into different design and construction processes, such as consenting process. For example, we have so-called the model checking or building code compliance that can be used to improve the New Zealand building consenting process. We also have large language models, AI. This can be used to help us to understand possibly how we can possibly quickly extract the knowledge and information from our standards, specifications, and then such information possibly can be interpreted and exported to our manufacturing production lines and then for automated production. So I think in our research program, so the overarching goal is to explore the integration of construction 4.0 technologies, including BIM, automation, robotics, AI, for New Zealand building construction. So in specific, we are currently, for example, exploring the use, the understanding of environment signatures, which include, for example, the geometric properties and material properties of those construction objects in New Zealand, such as floorings, slabs, beams. We're also exploring the use of artificial intelligence to understand how we can automate the human perspective, for example, to improve the collaboration data exchange between the human systems and the manufacturing and production systems in construction. So in summary, I think our research program pioneers the use of the BIM Plus, which means other construction 4.0 technology outside the use of, apart from including BIM, but more than building information modeling to improve the design, manufacturing, and construction processes to improve its efficiency, sustainability, and also risk management for New Zealand construction industry.
I guess there's that fear that using these sorts of technologies is going to take jobs, and what I'm hearing is that it's changing the way that we do work, not necessarily that we won't have that work anymore. It's just kind of making it more efficient. Is that what you would say?
Yeah, I think pretty much. So from my perspective, so especially for small and medium companies, so they have quite big pressure for delivering the projects. So, but learning and understanding the technologies and also trial of those technologies do take lots of time and investment. So that's why I think for most of the SMEs, so they are definitely fear about new technologies. But that's why I think our smart construction research team can help those SMEs and demonstrate how construction 4.0 technologies are at globally and how they can be integrated into our construction processes in New Zealand.
Wow, such an exciting time. Yuqian, perhaps could you share any preliminary findings or insights that you've discovered from the research so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, as Alice mentioned, some of the barriers that we observed in construction sector on adopting technologies, quite interestingly, that the enabling environment, right, as we just discussed, as well as really a change management, if you like. So we don't know what's in front of us, and everyone is excited, but confusing to see new technologies come in, but how does it look like? And we wonder, hey, is it taking our jobs away or actually augmenting our capabilities, right? So we really worked collaboratively with industry in this project so far. We've been really diving deep into the typical construction project processes, looking at them like from all the angles, like from material flow, from design to the end, right? Process flow, data flow, and people flow, right? You try to understand all of this from different angles, how all these complex modules and components of the whole process come together. And really, we get a real-world perspective there. So we've been working with some of the representative construction projects right here in New Zealand. For example, one of our case studies is actually the new engineering building at the University of Auckland. So through all this analysis, we spotted some crucial gaps in process automation. So it's a really eye-opening experience for us as well. But we're not just working in silos or in a bubble between ourselves. We're really taking these findings and assumptions to industry partners to validate that. Is that the right problems that we need to solve? You know, and there's a big value in solving them. So it's all about making sure that we're on the right track and addressing the real world needs. So far we've already validated some of the assumptions and established a really clear understanding of how automation process in New Zealand at the moment, how they look like, and where are the opportunities from a technology enabling perspective. Yeah, so that's where we are at the moment. For next stages, we're really keen to further validate them and really start develop some of the framework and prototypes to really show how a possible step change could look like.
And in that time that you've been doing that that work, have you come across many challenges, I guess, in getting all of that data? I'm sure probably all of you have come across some barriers along the way. Perhaps, yeah, if you could share some of those things that you have discovered that you need to find workarounds for or rethink about.
I guess a lot of the challenges, as you said, came data. You first wonder, hey, to be able to use technology for automation, you must have the source of information. But interestingly, some projects are really good in keeping some of the data, but may not be complete in our view. But some projects is really a disaster, if I may use that word, from a data perspective, you know. So really, that created quite a bit of challenges for us to work with. But that's also a great opportunity for us to really see how things look like there. Yeah. But Jan, you've been working on it very intensively. You must have some really deep insights to share as well. Yeah.
So I can possibly just add something from my perspective. I think the biggest challenge from our research program is actually not about technology, but it's more, I think it's the interdisciplinary collaboration. So we need a very comprehensive understanding on the construction manufacturing and construction processes in New Zealand, and also collaborate with multiple stakeholders, for example, designers, manufacturers, and engineers, and also construction professionals. But we have formed a good team to overcome these challenges through collaborating closely with industry partners. For example, we visited some of those manufacturers, in very large manufacturers in New Zealand, such as Innofab in Christchurch. We also visited a couple of large design consultancies, including WSP, Becker, and also those architectural firms like Archiland. Archiland Architecture. So we use those field learning opportunities, as well as the discussion workshops with industry professionals, to validate our assumptions and also seeking their feedback on our research outcomes, research methodology. So eventually, we hope that we can also test our technologies through the real projects through our industry partners.
I think maybe back to what you mentioned about industry collaboration, I think we're uniquely positioned within the entire Construction 4.0 research program, because the whole program is interdisciplinary across many different institutions, and we got fantastic support from HERA and also other research programs. So I think it's kind of like every time, just give you an example, every time if we need any wisdom from how we can better embedding and integrating Vision Mataranga, we always reach out to Fleur, and she's, you know, the expert in this area. So I think our program really benefits from working with everyone, not just beyond this program, but also within this program.
There is a very strong impact-led outcome for this research, you know, and I'm hearing that in what you're talking about and how you're going out and sort of visiting real-world businesses and trying to gain those insights so it's applicable and usable for those industry businesses and organisations. And I think the fact that you have both national and international collaborations on this project is also an amazing part of this research too. And I also know that you recently had Professor Iris present a seminar on lean construction and construction operations and automation, which I'm sure was really interesting. I wondered perhaps maybe you could share some of the key takeaways from that presentation.
Professor Iris is one of the most prestigious researchers and also practitioners in lean construction. So she co-developed the some kind of lean, you can call it technologies or some frameworks such as Last Planner System. So she also was a main contributor to the recent scheduling technology called Tacit Planning. So definitely we learned a lot from Professor Iris' presentation. So in specific, first of all, she talked about the lean principles, for example, in construction. We need all the different disciplinaries of different trades to work together to deliver a project. So there is a big room to improve the collaboration, interdisciplinary collaboration between trades and also between different stakeholders to improve the scheduling, tracking of the projects and eventually deliver the project on time. Secondly, so there are lots of like values, for example, lean principles, like we need to reduce the waste, we need to maximize the use of our human resources, and also improve the efficiency of the projects. But all these technologies require the seamless collaboration between our people system, human system, as our technologies. So in other words, the lean principle, lean construction, can be driven, can be enabled by our construction 4.0 technologies, such as we can use CCTV or 360 cameras to capture our near real-time data to represent what is happening in our construction sites today, and how the construction data can be used to inform tomorrow or next week's scheduling and management. So I think this is very important. The third, I think, takeaway from my perspective is that as a lean pioneer, Professor Iris showed very good example between the collaboration between academia and our industry. So actually, lots of her slides and also examples are supported by industry partners. They use real projects to test their assumptions and also to test their frameworks and also gain the feedback from the real world. So I think this is what we can learn from their experience.
Yeah, I love that. So how do you think her research and expertise specifically ties into the smart construction rangaho that you're doing?
I think as Jan pointed out, there are lots of kind of synergies between her work from the States and our approaches in New Zealand from a technology kind of angle as well as from a academia industry kind of collaboration angle. From a technology perspective, it's really fascinating to see that a lot of her work drew inspiration from manufacturing world, like the Toyota system, lean management, and she directly mentioned, you know. So it's really fascinating to see that actually aligns perfectly with our ideas of adapting manufacturing automation technology and tools for construction, because it's kind of a peer learning between construction and manufacturing. And you think about Toyota, how they became so powerful and influential in the automobile kind of industry, and lots of those management practices actually quite applicable to many fields. So that's where a lot of the cross-disciplinary collaborations can really help. And we are very excited that her experience validated our thoughts as well across the theme. And second, of course, as Jan pointed out, that's really the collaboration between academia and industry is really key for us to really say, how can we actually learn real world problems and work backwards to understand what technologies need to be developed and how to get the technologies out there to the field. And of course, her links and experiences at the international stage is really, really good for us as well. We're really excited to see the potential in the future that to test our technologies in overseas communities through her network in the States. So it's like we're getting a global perspective out there. You know? The chance to cross-validate that internationally is really an amazing opportunity for us as well.
Yeah, I think that the research that you all are part of is globally going to be very interesting in itself, because there's a couple of things that are included in the Endeavour research that hasn't yet been done, particularly around the incorporation of Indigenous knowledge and also the core focuses around sustainability metrics and the circular economy. So I think probably Professor Iris will be really interested to see what you all come up with as well in terms of your own research that's going to be coming out of it. So I can see how looking forward, it's important to create these global connections. Perhaps, Alice, you might be able to explain a little bit about how important collaborations like this are for the advancement of the research, and I guess why we need to make sure that we're bringing a more global perspective to some of the work that you'll be looking into.
I believe Aotearoa New Zealand also has a lot to offer, especially for our research program that we have a unique approach, because we want to take people, not just researchers, students, but also industry people, the entire New Zealand construction sector on a journey that really not just includes materials, data, in-house processes, digital transformation of the sector, but also how we can weave together the two different world views, like Maori world view and also non-Maori world view. So I think it's this kind of like collaboration is not just one off, it's also not just one way, but also we are, as you mentioned, we are hoping in a couple of years' time, she is actually looking forward to hear about what we could offer, like how we really not just integrate everything together, but also identify where we can intersect the two different worldviews, like of Indigenous knowledge and culture, their worldview, and what the uniquely New Zealand could offer to the rest of the world. I think that is something very valuable in this ongoing collaboration. But also, as both Yu Qi and Yang mentioned about, you know, I think one of the beauty of working for the university, but at the same time linked with the entire Construction 4.0 research program, is that we actually have a network of research collaborators, not only in the States, but also across Europe and in Asian, Asia Pacific areas. And so therefore, I'm really hoping so our research can also make a global impact. So because we're so uniquely positioned.
Oh yeah, I'm really hopeful and excited to see what comes from it as well. Well, those are really all of the main things that I was hoping to hear from you all about. If there's anything else that you'd like to add, I'd love to hear it.
We're really hoping our engineering construction sectors can really kind of like not only survive the current economic circumstances, but also thrive. And this actually, I think Construction 4.0, all this Industry 4.0 principles, technology really provide a promising pathway for businesses. So if they can tap into any of our expertise, we're here to help. So I think that's my, I hope, like final takeaway. I'm hoping businesses can just feel free to reach out to any of us if we can be of any help.
Yeah, if I could add to my perspective, their final words, I think it's exciting time actually. So technology advanced is like booming. You look at all these ChatGPT foundation models everyone talking about the robots that come one day very soon to all our lives. I think it's very fascinating to see all those developments out there. I guess for us, as Alice mentioned, we are so unique positioned here. I think a lot of opportunities are there in the construction sector. They're very fascinating, interesting opportunities and work that we can all do together. So really, I think taking this endeavor project opportunity, we're here to listen, here to work together with industry partners to really advance to the next journey and future together.
Yeah, completely agree with Alice and Yuchen, and also much appreciated for Kim for having us here. So it's a really great opportunity for us to share our thoughts and also some progresses of our projects.
So there you go. Thanks for joining our conversation with Alice, Yuchen and Young today. If you'd like to connect more with them, you'll find their details in the show notes. In an age where innovation is key, smart construction stands at the forefront of transforming our built environment. It's not just about using advanced technologies, it's about reimagining how we design, build, and sustain our structures. Food for thought till we see you next time. So hit subscribe, and if you like what you heard today, please like, review, or share with any metal minds you know. Let's spread the word. This podcast features researchers who are part of the HERA-led international collaboration through our $10.3 million Endeavour funding grant to optimise the construction process. A year into this research and some major headway has been made. We are close to releasing the first book publication, Ngā Kapa Construction 4.0, which explores why Construction 4.0 in Aotearoa makes sense. Sharing insights and integrated connections across the core themes of the research, this will be a valuable resource for those interested in the future of construction and wanting to take the journey towards implementing Construction 4.0. We are now taking pre-order requests for this book. You'll find details in the show notes.